It's the night before the 4th of July at Camp Jabberwocky on Martha's Vineyard. And in a time-honored tradition, another counselor is being tried for some perceived infraction. So, a pitcher of cold water is dumped on his head to the delight of campers who shout or writhe silently in their wheelchairs. Camp Jabberwocky, also known as the Martha's Vineyard Cerebral Palsy Camp, started in 1952. It now serves severely disabled children and adults on 14 rustic acres donated by the local Episcopal Church. The camp director is Juno Weavitt, Martez de Slave, finally known as JoJo.
From your autistic who can't handle screaming noise and we're a very loud crowd to wheelchair quadriplegic who may need help with a bowel program. People who aspirate who have to truly be watched when eating. We have a couple of people with actual G-tubes. It's a big spectrum.
This is Robin.
Hi.
This
guest?
Is Aunt Hannah.
Guest?
I'm a guest, yes.
Guest.
Dr. Steve, the volunteer camp doctor, introduces us to campers like Hannah, who speaks but also uses a soundboard.
Is Dr. Steve taking pictures?
Yes.
How's your family?
Okay. We've been better.
That's an understatement. Dr. Steve and Cynthia Gardner are the parents of Graham Gardner, a longtime camper who died suddenly just a few months before this day. It's profoundly sad for the Gardners to come to camp, but impossible to stay away. Graham's spirit is here, and now so is his kayak. They've donated it for use by campers like Mary Beth Rush, a Nicole Kidman lookalike we found painting brush in mouth because her arms flail so wildly.
This is MB. MB, this is Robin.
Didn't I see her in the kayak?
Yeah.
I saw you
she
in the kayak.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You were fantastic.
Thank you. It was wonderful that Dr. Steve gave me the chance to try it out for my first time. It was amazing. I mean, just so cool to be in the water like that without my wheelchair and, like, paddle and stuff. I've always seen my mom and her friends always go in the kayaks, and I've always wondered, you know, what's it like? And it kind of makes you feel free.
Campers who can't even stand do kayak, swim, windsurf because of the counselors holding, carrying, encouraging them. Each is paired with a camper 24/7, working the entire summer for free.
I think any new counselor, you know, you read about us, you can look us up on the blog, and they see these pictures, and they, oh, this looks like it could be neat. But the first time that you walk into that main cabin to watch us eating and see the loudness and the craziness, it can be overwhelming. But once you get paired up with someone and you realize, oh, my God, I am taking care of this person. And you start thinking outside of yourself. That's hard, you know, for 16, 18, 19, just when they think they can't do anymore. Yes, you can. Come on, we can do this. We can get them toilet trained. Let's take them to the bathroom after every meal. You know, that piece, it's this epic family that occurs and this magic that is Jabberwocky.
And that brings us to tomorrow's 4th of July parade. This year's camp costume theme, outer space. So campers and counselors and sequins and spray paint are scattered across campgrounds.
Now, who do we have here? Who is this gentleman?
This is Rhino. Yeah.
Hi, Rhino.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
What are you going to be in the parade?
Catherine.
The sun. Yeah. That yellow cloak-like thing on the rail, he's going to wear also that yellow cloak.
This is a big effort here.
Yes, it's a big deal.
Counselor Jacob has taken out the power tools to help fellow Counselor Dave.
Dave and his camper Dick are going to be the guys from Daft Punk.
What is this doing for you?
Well, I guess you'll probably see it tomorrow, but I grew up here. When you're rolling through the waspier sections of Eggertown and you've got people screaming and wheelchairs and bright colors everywhere, everybody cheers for us. Like, I don't know, I guess a lot of these guys, like your camper Dick, I've been to his house. It's a nice facility, but there's not much going on. They have art classes and stuff, but this is, like, really super intense. I guess fully inclusive, you could say. It's spectacular.
Oh, say can you see?
Stand up.
The morning of the 4th dawns with patriotic songs, and camp nurse Sully, also known as Christine Sullivan St. Damour, reading a column that camper Paul Remy just had published in the Vineyard Gazette.
I have been attending Camp Jabberwocky for 47 years.
Paul, who is nonverbal, listens from his wheelchair. He writes with eloquence about how in 1952, a speech therapist named Helen Lamb, known as Hellcat, brought 6 disabled kids to the Vineyard. They swam, rode horses.
They also played and talked with youngsters without disabilities, which was revolutionary at the time.
Now, Paul writes, campers make lifelong friends. They stay in touch through Facebook and are the highlight of the 4th of July parade.
Paul Remy is a freelance writer who contributes occasionally to the Gazette.
How to describe the parade staging area at Edgartown High School floats from the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Rotary, the colorful Camp Jabberwocky bus, counselors, campers. Who are you again?
Luke Skywalker.
Drummer Rick Bausman and friends will lead the Jabberwocky contingent. And there's a surprise. Founder Helen Lamb, some 96 years old. I remark on how far her vision for the disabled has come, but she's not satisfied.
I have been into many houses, and even today, they have a special room for them. And they spend mornings, afternoons, evenings, nights in that room. And that's what I used to want to stop.
What do you want people to know about Camp Jabberwocky as we leave?
Keep on growing.
I understand you start camp every year with your rendition of the poem Jabberwocky. Can you just start us off?
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy where the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe.
I know we're wheeling Princess Leia here, but I'm just wondering, as a counselor, what is this like?
It's incredible.
Can you tell if your camper's having a good time? Look at her!
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Hey, Hillary!
Hey, Hillary! Yay!
Do you have camper or counselor?
Camper. Hillary Rustin.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She looked amazing.
What's it like to have a camper in this parade?
It's just amazing, you know, it just brings tears to your eyes, so.
It's about making your camper shine on this day. When Helen started this, it was about getting kids out of the basement, hidden, and then when you see a young counselor taking care of them, a lot of people think they're family, and then they realize, oh, this is a kid who volunteered their entire summer to go and take care of someone with a disability. Like, eyes start to open, I think.
I get tears in my eyes. It's my favorite part of the parade for many years. And they used to start out always in the bus. Now nearly everybody is outside. Fabulous.
For more on Camp Jabberwocky on the Massachusetts island of Martha's Vineyard, go to hereandnow.org. This story is dedicated to the memory of camper Graham Gardner. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great 4th and join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, on the web at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.